特别感恩在这里有机会分享信息。
So I'm very grateful to share the message today.
我特别喜欢王牧师的那个比喻啊，光不是一种色彩。
So I really like the when Pastor Bing talk about the light. So light is not just one color.
但是光是怎么样？七种颜色是不是
？But there are seven different colors, right?
我希望今天我和在座的各位都可以看到彩虹的颜色。
So I hope me and you like all can see the colors of the rainbow.
可不可以打开我的 PPT？ Wow! Wow! What do you see? What do you see?
看见什么啦？
今天我想分享的题目是在基督里成为真正的自己。
So my message today is in Christ to live out your true self.
不好意思，我已经写了英文。
To live out your true self in Christ.
对，你有没有在上小学的时候被老师问
？Have you ever been asked this question when you were in elementary school?
一要做什么？长大了你要做什么
？So when you grow up, what do you want to do?
我看过一个泰国的广告。
So I saw this ads from Thailand.
一个小胖子，老师。我长大了想当恐怖分子。
So one of the chubby little kids said that, teacher, I want to be a terrorist when I grow up.
有那个小胖子被抓过来打屁股。
So he got spanked.
然后那个屏幕上说，他的梦想在那时候结束了。
It says his dream died at that moment.
其实我们小时候经常被老师这样问的。
So we have.Got this question many times from our teachers when we're small.
但你知道，其实孩子们不知道什么了。
But you know that the kids did not know.
对，他经常是睁大了眼睛看老师的那个意思。
Usually they will open their eyes and you know try to get what the teachers want them to answer.
看看父母的脸色。
Or maybe what their parents you know anticipation for them.
听听别人怎么说的。
And also maybe hear what other people do, what other people say.
我想当科学家。
I want to be a scientist.
我想当解放军战士。
I want to be a people liberation army.
我想当公务员。
I want to be a government official.
都是爸爸妈妈想听的。
Those are the things that your parents want you to say. And the things that your teachers want you to say.
别人所说的。
Or other people says.
害怕自己怎么样，跟别人不一样。
And they are afraid that they are different from other people.
那慢慢长大了。
However, when we grew up,
我们开始非常严肃地想。
And we start to think about this.
我到底要成为什么样的人？
Think about this seriously, what am I going to be?
你开始看漫威。
So you start watching Marvels.
你开始看 DC.
You start watching DC.
你开始把自己的形象套入到那些超级英雄里面去。
So you put yourself, you know, as if you are one of the superheroes.
把那个红色的内裤穿在外面。
Put your red underwear outside of your pants.
把你的那个一撕开 ，super.
And you know, tear up your jacket and show that.As superhero sign.
其实你心里是想成为一个有能力解决问题的人。
So indeed, you want to be a person that has the ability to solve problems.
被人家接纳认可的人。
A person that will be recognized and accepted.
不用发愁柴米油盐酱醋茶的人。
So a person do not need to worry about you know the simple things about life, about you know food, money, and expenses and stuff like that.
美国人就特别善于制作这样的梦想。
So Americans are so good at making American dreams.
他们不只是做漫威了。
Of course, not just Marvel.
我还是动不了，您帮我翻译一下。这是我翻的吗？
是。
哇哦，我翻的，我成就了我的梦想。他们不只是拍了漫威，他们还拍了很多像这种，这种 Mission Impossible 啊。
Okay, so not just the superhero movies, but like things like Mission Impossible.
展现他们的美国梦。
To display their American dreams.
最近我在线 online 我看了这个第八集。
So I have watched this season four. Mission Impossible 8.
我发现这个评论比电影好看。
I found you know the 评论
comments
are more exciting than the movie itself.
以前我以为是中国人骂美国人骂得很。
Usually, I think, you know, the Chinese people like to comment on, you know, you, American people.
但现在我发现加拿大人更狠。
And now I see, you know, the Canadians are even worse.
Wow, 你永远不要得罪你的邻居。
Okay, you know, never, you know, like, and, never intimidate your neighbors.
因为你的邻居知道你是什么样的人。
Because your neighbor knows exactly who you are.
你知道加拿大人怎么评论这部电影？
You know what the Canadians said about this movie?
说美国人编故事的水平在这里。
They say, you know, their ability to make up stories like, you know,
美国人从来不知道打开一个电脑关上一个电脑是需要 password， 他们是用一把钥匙去打开电脑。
They don't know, like, use a password to, you know, turn on the computer. Instead, they use a key.
六个小时啊，这部电影上下两集六个小时。
So this movie lasts for 6 hours because there's like one and two, right? Part one, part two.
这主人公 Ethan Hunter。
So this main character is Hunter.
This Superman, this 去跟坏人抢那把钥匙，去关那个电脑。
So the movie was about, you know, getting this key, you know, from the enemy.
上天入地啊。
So he went up to the sky and went down to the ground.
不穿任何装备，光着膀子在北冰洋1000米的水下升上来。
So without wearing any protection, he went to the deep sea of Antarctica, and they went up to the sky.
Wow.
Wow.
他幸存了。
And he survived.
And 在这个高空上，从另外一架飞机跳到另外一架飞机上。
And he also jumped from one airplane to another airplane in the sky.
然后把那个驾驶员打死。
And then he even, you know, hit the pilot, you know.
没有降落伞，从天上跳下来。
And without a parachute, he was able to jump down.
就这样，
jump down from the airplane and landed safely.
更绝的是
，and then the best of all.
在最后，这故事最后啊，把那个 AI 骗到一个 USB 里面。
So at the end of the story, they kind of tricked an AI to go into an USB.
然后把 USB 的一拔。
And then they took out the USB stick.
AI 就被困在这里了。
And the AI was trapped in this USB stick.
就像一个阿拉丁神灯。
Just like the magic lamp.
为什么现在人开始不是那么向往美国梦，而嘲笑美国梦？
So why people do not, you know, look up to this American dream anymore? I don't, you know, and then now people despise that.
不是美国梦粉碎了。
It's not this dream has been broken.
是我们对美国梦的那个期待粉碎了。
It is the anticipation of this American dream has been crushed.
当我们去思想美国梦的本质。
So when we think about the basic of this American dream,
它不是把上帝放在第一位。
It does not place God in its priority.
它是把财富、爱情、能力放在第一位。
But they put wealth, love, and 财富爱情的什么 and power in the first place.
他想成为一个特别厉害的超人。
So they want to become, he wants to become this extreme, powerful Superman.
拥有一切。
And having everything.
你看，我成功了。
And see, I have succeeded.
你要像我这样，我的成功可以复制。
You can be like me. You can copy my success.
啊，人们就陶醉在这样的一个幻影中。
And people, you know, lived in this kind of fantasy.
几乎是过了100年。
For about 100 years.
现在终于发现，哦，这个成功不能复制。
And now they realize they cannot copy this kind of success.
你知道有一位老先生叫奥古斯丁。
So there's an old man, Augustine. Augustus.
奥古斯丁说，如果你不能明白什么是罪。
And he said, if you do not understand what is sin,
我可以简单的给你解释。
I can tell you plainly.
你把爱的次序搞错了，就是罪。
If you put the order of love wrong, then it's a sin.
我们没有说财富、权力和荣耀是罪。
I'm not saying wealth, power, and authorities are sin.
但是你把这些东西放在上帝的前面。
But however, if you place these things before God,
你天天去追求这些东西,
and you want to pursue these kind of things every day,
你以为这些东西为荣,
and you felt proud in these kind of things,
你以这些东西为自己的满足,
and you, this will become your own like satisfaction,
那你的生活, 你的人生会出现问题。
Then your life will become a problem.
现在的心理学家,
so nowadays, psychologists,
就是研究为什么现代人这么多人得抑郁症。
They study why so many people have depressions nowadays.
为什么这么多人陷入绝望?
Why so many people are in despair?
得出了结论很简单。
And the conclusion is very simple.
当你的人生预期不能达到目标的时候,
so when you cannot meet your life goals,
你就是绝望。
You depressed.
你想成为什么样的人，想做什么样的事情，你做不到。
So when you want to become somebody, someone, but you cannot achieve that.
你以前是从一个小的胜利到另外一个小的成功吧，一个小的成功非成为另外一个小的成功，最后成一个大的成功。
So in the past, you made a little success, another success, and another success.
但是现实却是你从一个失败到另外一个失败，最后全然失败。
However, in reality, you are coming from one failure to another failure, another failure.
为什么会这样呢？所以这个为什么会这样呢
？So why is that?
那心理学家就说呀，说现在的社会就像美国梦典型的症，它像一个这个跑步机一样。
So the psychologist says it's just like the American dream. So as someone is running on the treadmill,
你使劲跑，使劲跑，使劲跑。
So you're running fast and you know like try your best to run.
你会发现无论你怎么跑
，and you realize no matter how hard you run,
你都不能满足这个机器对你的要求。
You can never satisfy you know the desire of this machine for you.
你在城市里的生活就像在跑步机上跑步一样。
So the life in city is just like running on the treadmills.
你的欲望想法越来越高。
So you have more desires or more like goals for yourself.
你的满足感和幸福感越来越少。
However, you know this level of satisfaction is getting less and less.
你一打开那个 Instagram, Facebook.
So when you open up you know, Instagram, Facebook, all the social media,
看别人都这么漂亮,
you see everyone is so beautiful.
别人都那么 rich, 都那么有钱,
everyone is so rich.
又去国外旅行了,
oh, they would want to travel again.
你现在无穷无尽的比较下, 越来越疲劳, 越来越沮丧。
Under this endless comparison, you know, with other people, you're getting tired and tired and even more weary.
这就是美国梦的真相。
So this is the truth behind American dream.
这就是我们现实的生存的真相。
And this is the reality of our survival.
当我发现一个人生的成功被量化，一二三四五被量化，等同于你的灵魂被拯救的时候。
So if you put your your life quantitative what's the word for that?
That's the word.
Okay.What?
Quantitatives.
In quantities. Absurd in quality. Okay, just what he was trying to say is that if you measure your quality of life as like 1, 2, 3, in comparison to your soul being saved,
你发现你永远得不到拯救。
And you will realize you can never be saved.
你永远得不到满足。
You can never be satisfied.
那你的真相是你不是一直在成长。
The truth is, you are not continue to grow.
你是不停的被失败、被失望。
But instead, you continue to get more disappointed in yourself.
我们的祖先庄子。
So our ancestor 庄子。
这是公元前啊，公元前四世纪的哲学家。
So that was 公元前。So that was before Christ, like 400 years before him.
Yeah.他说了一句什么话，他说吾生也有涯，而知也有涯，以有涯随无涯殆矣。我翻译成普通话给你啊，他说我这个人生呢是有限的。
So it means that you know our life, my life is limited.
但是知识是无限的。
But knowledge is unlimited.
我以有限的生命去追求无限的知识。
If I use my limited life to pursue unlimited knowledge,
你死定了。
You're dead.
You die.
You die.
同样，你有限的时间，有限的生命。
So the same, using your limited time, limited life,
去追求无限的欲望,
and to pursue the unlimited desires in the world.
你的财富，无限的财富，荣誉和能力。
So this unlimited wealth, unlimited power, authority and stuff.
你死定了。
You're dead.
还是同样。
Same.
你以有限的人格 personal.
So with your limited personal ability.
去追求无限的认同和接纳。
To pursue, unlimited recognition from others.
Everybody loves me, please. 每个人都爱我。你死定了。
You're dead.
你死定了。
You're dead.
这就是我们人生的困境。
So this is our dilemma.
我们在于有限的生命面对着无限的空间。
So we're using our limited self to face the unlimited possibilities.
直面死亡。
So we are facing death.
Yes.但实际上，圣经已经给了我们答案。
However, the Bible has given us the answer.
你想成为什么样的人
？What kind of people you want to be?
在基督耶稣里
，Anyone that is in Christ，
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
你不是要变成一个更好的人
？You don't want to be a better person.
你是一个新造的人。
However, you are new.
所有的旧事。已经过去了。
All the old things have gone.
所有的一切都被更新了。
Everything has been renewed.
你的身体要被更新。
Your body will be renewed.
你的思想情绪要被更新。
Your mind, your emotion will be renewed.
你以前吃过的苦要被更新。
And all the difficulties you went in the past.
以前所有遇见的人，所有的经验都有了新的价值。
And every experience you had in the past has a new value.
因为你是一个新造的人。
Because you are a new creation.
你所有的一切不再指向那个无穷无尽的美国梦，那无穷无尽的欲望。
So it all you have does not point to that, limitless American dream.
But 你的所有的一切重新指向耶稣基督。
However, all that you have will again point it back to Jesus.
那是你本身被造的原因。
That is the reason for you to be created.
所以我今天想分享一句经文。
So I want to share this verse with you today.
我来念中文的，安娜来念英文的。
So
你可以和我们一起来读。
So we can read together.
所以弟兄们。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers.
所以弟兄们。
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
In God's mercy.
将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的
旨意、
可拣可喜悦的旨意。阿门。现在问题来了。
So now the question is.
所有的教会都来教导你要变成好人。
So all the church will teach you to become a good person.
哇，你做一个道德上特别完美的、纯洁的人。
Become this, highly ethical type of a pure person.
你要爱你的弟兄姐妹。
You love your brothers and sisters.
你要心思好，一点邪念都没有。
You have to be, without any evil thoughts.
你要天天活得像耶稣一样。
You want to live like a Jesus.
让一半人被吓跑了。
So half the people got scared away.
我不配做基督徒。
Oh, I'm not worthy to become Christian.
我永远做不到你要求的那么好。
I can never be, be what you want me to be.
真的，这是基督徒的一个困境。
So this is a dilemma for Christians.
所以，怎么能够弟兄真的成为享受这样关系的弟兄
？How can you become, brothers actually enjoy this, brotherhood?
怎么能够尝到神慈悲的滋味？
How can you taste, the sweetness of God's mercy?
怎么能像我们亲爱的以琳姐妹那样热心的去分享上帝的话语去劝人
？How can we become like Elaine, willingly to share the good news?
所以我想分享一个 story, Robert's story.
So I want to share the story of Brother Robert.
想听吗
？Do you want to
听他的故事吗
？Do you want to know about the story?
23年以前
，so 23 years ago，
太不够，比起王博士的30年差一点。
So a little bit shorter than his 30 years。
当时我到英国学习。
So I was in UK。
我参加了一个基督教英语学校。
So I attended one of the Christian English schools。
很像这里。
It's very similar to a place like this.
很像那里。
Very similar.
当时我刚刚信主。
So at that time, I just a new believer.
我的一位英语老师叫 Robert.
So one of my English teachers, his name is Robert.
Oh, Robert 是一个非常让你很难爱的老师。
So he's a person. It's very hard for you to, you know, love him.
你知道在这里不能随便说人家胖的。
So, you know, here you don't say people, other people fat, right?
我只能说他很 very big guy.
So I can say he was a very big guy.
他这个光着头 shaving, 光着头。
He was, he...
对、oh. 啊、但是我这是 AI 画的、啊、他本人照片没有。
So he's bald, so that's the AI version of him. I don't have his picture.
他是光头，他呢有湿疹，很严重。
He has eczema, so the skin problem.
他一边跟我们讲课，一边在咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓咔嚓。
So when he teach me, teach us, he will, you know, scratch his head.
Chips, 很多 chips 在掉。
And then the dandruff start falling.
哦，问题是什么呀？他对女生特别好。
So the problem is he was very good to the girls.
他对男生态度有点糟糕。
But he's very, you know, his attitude was very bad.
如果这个只有男生的话
，If there's only boys around，
他对 European 会好一点。
He will be good to the Europeans.
他对 Asian 会差一点。
And he's not that good to the Asians.
但问题是只有我一个 Asian。
But the problem is I was the only Asian.
所以他对我态度很差。
So he was, you know, he was not very good to me.
我也是忍耐，忍耐，忍耐。
So I endured, and you know, I tried to bear with him.
有一天真的爆发了。
So one day I had this, you know, explosion.
你说这个学校他会组织很多活动。
You know, in the school they have a lot of projects.
有一次他要带我们去参观英国的那个法院。
So one time he was supposed to gather us together to visit one of the court.
对啊，这是一个很好的经验，是吧
？And it was a good. It should be a good experience for us, right?
但是我那天闹肚子。
But at that time I was having stomach issues.
特别肚子，我就去厕所。
So I went to the bathroom.
他居然跑到厕所里去叫我。
And he went to the bathroom to, you know, call me out.
你可以想象吗？一个胖子在门口敲你的门板。
Imagine this big guy, you know, like banging on the bathroom door.
Paul, stand up!
Paul, stand up! 站起来。
我在集中营里吗？
Am I in a concentration camp?
Everybody stay here. Everybody waiting for you. You're late.
每个人都在等你，你迟到了。
啊，然后我们到了这个 court 以后啊，我忘记第一时间把帽子摘下来。
So when we went to the court, I forgot to take off my hat.
啊，如果你是一个英国人的话，可能是很没有礼貌。
So if you are a British, it's probably very.
就是我毕竟是外国人，我没有反应过来，对不对
？But I was foreigner. I didn't have that, you know, instinct.You know, to take off the hat. Thank you.
你说他个子，他个子很矮。
You know that he was a short guy.
他跳起来。
He jumped and then took my hat off.
在整个这个 coat 里面啊，他把我的帽子摘下来。
So before everybody in the court, he took off my hat.
我感觉那天审判的不是那个小偷，是我。
So I felt that, you know, it's not the. The thief that was got judged by me.
你知道我这个刚刚基督徒啊，我这是非常热心的学，因为学圣经。
So at that time I was a new believer, so I was very fervent in learning the Bible.
正好那天读到了你要爱你的仇敌。
So that day, you know, the Bible verse for me was you have to love your enemy.
我说这个我别说仇敌了，我连我的老师我也没法爱。
So I say okay, I don't even want to mention about enemies, but this is my teacher. I can't even love him.
你别看这件很小的事情。
But it's a small thing, right?
我对圣经、对信仰产生了很大的怀疑。
And then, but that thing triggered, you know, my disbelief in the Bible, in my faith.
这个 Bible 告诉我，这都是弟兄，只要信主都是弟兄。
So the Bible says that if you are a believer, then you are all brothers, right?
你就是这么对你的弟兄。
Is that way you treat your brother?
这个 Bible 说是一首神的慈悲。
The Bible says the God's mercy, right?
我怎么感觉不到上帝有慈悲
？How come I don't feel your God's mercy?
他还让我去别人信主。
And then he was asking me to, you know, tell other people to believe.
我连我自己都说服不了。
I can't even not persuade myself.
所以当时所有的同学都去吃午饭了。
So at that time, all the classmates went for lunch.
只有我一个人坐在教堂里。
So I was the only one sitting in the church.
你说这一点真的是特别棒，因为英国有很多古老的教堂。
So that's one thing about UK that's good. They have a lot of ancient churches.
非常漂亮。
Very beautiful churches.
还会有，一般都会有那种彩色的这种玻璃窗。
So they have those colored glasses, window.
他们大学里边甚至有这个专业，如何手工的去制作那个彩色的玻璃窗。
So they even have this faculties in the university teach you how to restore those colorful glasses.
整个教堂很空。
So the church was empty.
就我坐在里面。
So I was the one sitting inside.
阳光从这个窗户里照下来，照到我面前。
And then the sun was shining down on me.
我就一个人在那里 complain.
So I was complaining all day. I mean, all by myself.
主啊，我怎么爱自己的仇敌
？Lord, how can I love my enemy?
我连 Robert 都爱不了。
I can't even not love Robert.
我不可能爱他。
There's no way I can love him.
你猜遇到什么了
？You know what happened?
突然我听到一个声音。
All of a sudden, I heard this voice.
说你能。
It says you can.
哇，我当时那个心情很复杂。
So at that time, I was really, you know, complex in my emotions.
我后来做这个证见证的时候，很多人就问我说，他说的是英语，是希伯来语还是中文？
So when I shared this testimony, and a lot of people came and asked, was God speaking in English or Chinese or Hebrew?
我诚实的讲，我不知道。
To be honest, I didn't know.
我就是听懂了。
But I understood it.
你能。
You can.
当时我第一个反应是 fear, 恐惧。
So the first response that I had at that time was fear.
我以前风闻有神。
So before I heard about God.
我居然遇到他。
But today I met him.
巨大的恐惧。
So a fear gripped me.
第二个情绪反应是什么？是委屈。
So the second emotion that I had is feel, you know, 委屈。
我凭啥喜欢他，爱他呀
？So like this, humiliated， 好像不太像啊。Because I feel, because how can I
unfair?
So how can I love him?
他一点都不可爱。
He's not lovely at all.
我为什么要爱他
？Why do I need to love him?
我难道我作为基督徒我就要这么委屈，受委屈
？So why? Because I'm Christian, I have to bear this.
第三个感受是什么
？The third emotion that I had，
有一种力量，有一种爱的力量从头降下来。
I felt this power of love came down on me from head to toe。
中国有个成语叫醍醐灌顶。
So there's a Chinese 没听过。
从头到脚，就像那一瓢水，从因为水是渗透性很强嘛，从头到脚。
Okay, so there's a Chinese saying that, you know, something pours down on you from top to the bottom. Head to toe.
那个感觉就是从那个很大的一个力量，爱的力量冲到脚。
So I felt this power of love that pouring down on me from my head to toe.
那是一种爱的力量。
So that is a power of love.
是你被爱的力量。
It's the power of you being loved.
你全然被神所爱的力量。
So you are fully loved by him, by God.
当时我刚信主，我真的是有信心。
So at that time I was a new believer and I had faith.
我马上站起来去找 Robert.
So immediately I stand up and I went to talk to Robert.
去那个 staff office， 去那个教员办公室。
So I went to the staff office.
啪就把门给开开了。
And I opened the door.
那个房间里就 Robert 一个人。
So he was only the one sitting.
你说怎么就这么巧？
So,
一个老师都没有，就他一个人坐在那里。
So what a coincidence! No other teachers, it's only him.
他也吓了一跳。
And he was shocked.
你想啊，突然那是一个没有窗户的这个 office.
Just imagine that's a office without windows.
他是逃不掉的。
And there's no way he can escape, right?
一开门，一个大个子站在门口 ，Robert.
And I pushed the door open, and me as being a tall guy, and I pointed to him, Robert.
Robert, I love you.
I love you, Robert.
Robert, 真的完全震惊了。
So he was shocked.
How much I should pay?
我给你多少钱？
我说你不用付。
You don't pay me.
耶稣付了。
Jesus had paid the price.
哇哦！当时那个场景，他跑过来把我抱住。
So at that time, he would come and embraced me.
我才知道啊，这才是这是弟兄。
And then that's when I know what is brothers.
然后我们坐下来谈。
So we sat down and we talked.
我告诉他我的想法。
And then I told him what I thought. My thoughts are.
他告诉我他的想法。
And he also told me what he, you know, his thoughts are.
他宣称他从来没有对 Asia 对我有特别的情绪。
So what he proclaims that he has no negative thoughts towards Asian, towards me.
他说我就是 Asian。
He said, I am an Asian.
他说他 half Asian.
He said he's a half Asian.
妈妈是英国人。
So mom is a British white.
爸爸是印度人。
Dad is an Indian.
你不要怪我为什么没有看出来啊。
Forgive me not to notice that.
25年前我在中国没有见过印度人。
Because I have never met an Indian in China 25 years ago.
我真的是到了这里以后才见到那么多印度人的。
It's really that after I came.
这个真的不是 racist 啊，我真的是到这里才见到印度人的。
I'm not being racist. It's only after I came to Canada that I have met so many Indians.
到了这个在英国的时候，他说他是一半印度人，一半是英国人，我都吃惊了，看不出来。
So when he said that he was half Indian, half white, I was shocked. I didn't know.
他爸爸和妈妈离婚了。
So the mom and dad got divorced.
一个人回印度去了。
So he went back. 是男的吗？不是
男的。
Okay, he went back to India.
然后他也曾经去印度找他爸爸。
So he actually went to India to look for his dad.
他爸爸不是特别接纳他。
But the dad doesn't accept him.
他妈妈呢就癌症去世了。
And then the mom got cancer and passed away.
他就变成了孤儿。
So he became an orphan.
真的，当时英国有一个寄宿家庭制度。
So back then in the UK they have this like foster home system.
本来就是政府付钱让那个孤儿呢有这种家庭生活的感觉，好的意思。
So the government will pay for the orphans to, you know, live in homes with a good intention.
但是你知道这个好的制度到人的手里就成了。有些时候就会弄得很糟糕。
Even though the intentions are good, but you know when this thing goes to people's hand, then it became a bad thing.
寄宿家庭里受到了虐待。
So in his foster home, he has been abused.
甚至是性侵犯。
And even sexual harassment.
他就逃跑。
So he ran away.
他在街上流浪。
So he was wandering in the streets.
偷东西。
Stealing stuff.
然后被抓起来，混到了少管所。
And then he was caught and went to a juvenile jail, like a detention center.
一种少年监狱。
Yeah, juvenile prison.
他在监狱里面重新接受了耶稣。
So in doing his prisoner times, he accepted Jesus again.
又回到了他妈妈曾经小时候带他去教会的那种环境。
So he returned back to the life that he used to have when he was small with his mom.
就是因为我有这样的感动，重新去和 Raft 有这样的接触。
So because I have this, you know, intention of getting, you know, back to him and, you know, talk with him.
我知道了他从小的经历和故事。
So, but I was able to understand the experience he had in the past.
你知道英国人其实是很内涵的。
You know, as a, you know, British people are usually very introverted, conservative, like they are very distant from others. So for him to meet me and talk with me, like this kind of deep conversation,
圣灵把我和他同时感动。
I felt this is something that was done by the Holy Spirit both to him and to me.
也为我的信仰之路打开了一个门。
And also opened a door for my faith as well.
让我深深的知道不是我能做什么。
So that I know it's not what I can do.
除非圣灵感动我。
Unless Holy Spirit moved me.
让我能够尝到上帝爱的味道。
So that I can taste the sweetness of God's love.
Rob 弟兄他通过他的见证和经历。
So through Robert's experience and his testimonies.
让我真的明白了什么是这个世界的朋友和在耶稣基督里的。
So I understand what is being a friend in the world or and being a brother in the church.
这个心里的连接。
So it's a connection with your heart.
这种喜悦的连接。
So a joyful connection.
这种永恒的盼望在一起的。
So you have this eternal hope together.
在耶稣基督里。
So this in Christ.
是多么的不同。
So how special, how different that is.
使徒保罗。
So Paul, Apostle Paul,
也是在这种大光里面。
He also met God in this great light.
被神改变。
Changed by God in this great light.
他尝到了神的慈悲。
So he has tasted the mercy of God.
他就是在这样的经历里面，在叫别人弟兄的时候是不一样。
So in this kind of experience, when he called other people brothers, he called with a different, you know, like a emotion, a intention.
不是因为种族的原因。
Not because of a different races.
啊，你是中国人，我是中国人。
You're Chinese, I'm Chinese.
我恭喜发财。
We say 恭喜发财。
You get a rich.
Be prosperous and rich.
I get a rich.
I also get prosperous and rich.
We together get a rich.
Together we get rich. 我们一起赚发财。
这是中国人的想法，是不是？
That's our Chinese way of thinking, right?
我们不说 Happy New Year.
我们不是说新年快乐。
我们说恭喜发财。
We don't say Happy New Year. We say you get rich.
但是，这时候在耶稣基督里不一样。
But in Jesus Christ, it's different.
我们在一起分享上帝的爱。
Together we share God's love.
我们都是被上帝所爱的人。
We are all loved by God.
所以当保罗说劝你们的时候，
When Paul said, I urge you, brothers,
他不是强迫的。
He doesn't, you know, force on you.
他是在爱里的恳求。
So in love, he begged you.
在爱里的期待。
So in love, he anticipate that from you.
在爱里的宣告。
In love, he proclaims.
你一定会尝到上帝爱的滋味。
You will taste the mercy of God.
这就是我今天想分享的第一个信息。
So this is the first part of the message I want to share.
圣灵让你尝到上帝爱的滋味。
So Holy Spirit will enable you to taste the mercy of God.
又动不了了。
再试一下。
你帮我翻吧。那么第二个信息。
So the second part of the message.
保罗还告诉了我们一个真相。
Paul also told us this truth.
你从中文中看不出来。
It's hard for you to read it based on the Chinese translation.
在英文中可以看出来。
But you can read that in the English.
英文中 be able.
It says you will be able. Be able.
Be able. 就是它有一个被动时态在里面。
So it's like a passive.
你不要被这个世界怎么样。所塑造。
So do not be, you know, transformed by this world.
不是我们怎么样想去学这个世界的东西。
It's not your choice, you know, to learn from.
而是这个世界在一直怎么样塑造我们。
It's the world that actually shaping you.
啊，以前是通过电视。
So, in the old times through TVs.
后来是互联网。
Now internet.
现在是社交媒体。
Okay, and then internet, and now is social media.
它在塑造你的心思意念。
So it is shaping our mindset.
通过教育。
Through education.
啊，通过政治立场。
Through your political standpoint.
通过生活环境。
Through your environment.
它在塑造你。
It is those things are shaping you.
你是非常被动的。
You are in a very passive state.
你没有你想象的那么自由的去选择。
You are not as free as you thought you can choose.
有趣的是，心意更新而变化。
But the interesting is, you know, to, 心意而更新而变化 ，to adapt this viewpoint.
也是在上帝里面的。
But it is also in God.
上帝也在不停的塑造你，更新你。
God is also shaping you as well.
这让我想起了耶稣讲的一个撒种的故事。
So I remember this story that by Jesus said about casting the seeds.
撒种的人一直在撒种子。
So the person was casting seeds.
王牧师说的撒在水面上了。
So as Pastor Bin said, you know, cast it on the water.
撒在荆棘上了。
Cast it on the thorns.
撒在石头上了。
Cast it on the stones, the rocks.
一直在撒。
Some people are continuously to, you know, cast the scattered
seeds. 那个鸟过来把那个种子吃了，跑了。
So the bird come and eat the seeds.
那鸟也一直在吃。
And the birds are also eating the seeds.
但是那个撒种人一直在撒。
However, the person continuously to, you know, scatter the seeds.
很像我们现在生活的处境。
It's very similar to the livings we are having right now.
这个世界在天天的塑造你。
So this world tries to conform you.
上帝也在天天的塑造你。
God is also trying to mold you.
但是你要做出一个选择。
But you have to make this choice.
你到底是接受这个世界的塑造？
Are you going to accept the moldings from the world?
还是接受上帝的更新？
Or are you going to accept the renewal from God?
他还告诉你一个非常有意思的目的，上帝为什么要更新你？
And he also tells you an interestingGoal that God is in you. Why does He want to, you know, transform you?
因为你在这个世界里边被世界塑造，就是被美国梦塑造。
Because you've been transformed by this world, been transformed by this American dream.
个人主义。
This self-centeredness. Okay.
英雄主义。
This heroism.
技术主义。
技术。
Technology.
Technologies. Okay.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
个人主义就是完全以自己的为中心去观察这个世界。
So what does it mean? You've been self-centered, using your, you know, own view to observe the world around you.
英雄主义就是我自己可以解决我所有的问题。
Heroism is that you think you can, you know, solve all the problems that in your life.
技术主义是什么？就是可以通过技术手段来解决所有的问题。
So technologies meaning that you can use technology to solve all your problems.
就像加拿大人说这个美国电影一样。
Just like the Canadian commented on this American movie.
钢铁侠 Iron Man.
So Iron Man.
哇，那就是马斯克了。
That's Elon Musk.
就是他不但是有钱的亿万富翁。
Not just he's a rich billionaire.
我们还可以等着他拯救世界。
We are waiting for him to save the world.
但是如果你选择的是让上帝来更新你的心思意，
But if you choose to let God to transform you,
目的是什么？
And the purpose is?
目的是你有一双属灵的眼睛。
Is that you have a spiritual eyesight.
你可以用这个眼睛，这个器皿，去观察上帝的本质。
So you can use your eyes to observe who God truly is.
他是一个何等良善。
How great and merciful God is.
好何等纯全。
How pleasing His will is.
是一个怎样奇妙的神。
So how wonderful God is.
他对你有平安的旨意。
His will for you are will of peace.
他对你有喜悦的旨意。
His will for you are will of happiness.
不要效法。
Do not conform.
这个世界，就是我们不完全不认同这个世界的规则。
So we do not conform to the principles of this earth.
这个世界是什么规则呀？你抓住别人的眼球就是价值。
So what are the nowadays values in this world that when you draw people's attention, then you have value.
无论你做了什么什么事情。
No matter what you do.
如果我完成了这个 KPI,
if I finish this KPI,
就有人生的意义。
Then I have value.
其实你在陷入一种深度的自我剥削。
You are actually in this deep self-exploration.
即使不是资本家剥削你。
If not the capitalism's, you know, exploiting you,
你在自己剥削自己。
You are self, you've been self.
本来应该睡觉了，到了睡觉的时间了。
So it's time for you to go to sleep.
你还在看短视频。
You're still watching like shorts.
为什么
？Why?
这就多巴胺刺激。
So dopamine effect.
你完全根据大脑享受多巴胺的过程来选择自己的行为。
So you have been choosing to live a lifestyle based on this dopamine effect in your brain.
只要我觉得舒服，我觉得高兴快乐，那就是良心，就是正义。
So if I feel good and like pleasant, then it's right.
一切都可以翻版。
So everything can be 什么翻版。
贩卖都可以 sell,
everything can be sold.
我的时间
，my time,
我的电话
，my phone,
我的 address,
我的 what,
我的家庭住址
my address,
都是人际关系，都被变成一种商品。
So all these relationship you have can be a commodity.
这就是这个世界的真相。
So that's the truth of this world.
但是神要把我们更新成什么样子呢
？But why? How can God transform us?
它是一种完全新造的状态
totally transformation,
是从里到外的
renew from inside,
是持续的
and then continuous renewal,
一直变化
continue to renew,
圣灵借着上帝的话语
so Holy Spirit through God's word,
在不停地重建我们的生活。
Continue to reform us, transform us.
让我们有让类似 Brother Robert 那样的经验。
So that we can also have Brother Robert's experience.
让我们每一个人不是活在这个世界的期待中。
So that we don't live in this anticipation of the world.
而是活在上帝的旨意中。
But rather we live by the will of God.
最终。是有一个什么样的生命状态
？So what are the final, you know, final goals?
你可以将自己的身体献上，当做活祭。
You can dedicate your life as living sacrifices.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holy and pleasing to God.
哇，你的生命完全不一样了，跟以前。
And your life will be totally transformed.
可以变成一个被上帝完全喜悦接纳的状态。
Can be, you know, a God can be completely happy, you know, pleased with you.
不是我们像羔羊一样当作祭品。
So we are not just like a lamb being sacrificed.
而是我们的生命变得完全和上帝很接近，很接近。
But our life can be, you know, so much closer to God.
不只是身体，甚至包括我们的心灵、我们的思想、我们的情绪、我们的灵性。
Not just our body, but our mindset, our thoughts, our spiritual, our spirits.
全人全心全意的摆上
，so that we can give him totally with all our heart, all our mind, and all our strength.
所以我在这里举了一个中文字全。
So this is a Chinese word, like character, 全 complete.
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 Intel, how, 整个的这个全。
全。
全部，它全部都包括了。
So it covers everything.
这是全最早的样子。
So that's what it looks like in the olden times that the word looks like that.
4000年前是这样。
Maybe 5000 years ago, that word looks like that.
上面是一个人。
So on the top is a person.
底下是什么？是玉。
What are those underneath? Those are jades. You know.
完美的玉。
Perfect jade.
纯洁的玉。
Pure jade.
是用来献祭的玉。
A jade that is, you know, is a sacrifice.
你说我们以前知道的那个和氏璧。
和氏璧 you know, is a jade in jade in olden times.
你看中间有一个孔穿在一起。
所以
三个碧玉在一起。
So it looks like a donut with a hole in the middle.
我们就可以变成这样，温润如君子，君子温润如玉嘛。我们像玉一样，那么的完美，那么的温润，那么的良善。
So we can become like jade because it's just old saying that, you know, if you're a gentleman, you are like a jade.
是神所喜悦。
So you are pleased with God. Pleased to God, sorry.
对，我想归总一下今天我们分享的信息。
So to summarize what I just said today.
用古代的这个圣人和现代的圣徒他们的话语。我来总结一下今天我们的信息。
So I want to use some of the modern day saints and the olden day saints what they said and then to, you know, summarize what I said.
John Scott 是英国特别有名的一位解经学家和福音家。
So John Scott is a very famous someone in the British, in Britain.
他是这样，他说真正的自由不是随心所欲。而是成为神造你本来的样子。
So true freedom is not act whatever you like to do, but rather became what God has made you initially.
克莱蒙是应该是我们基督教历史上最早的释经家，他的这个释经原则到现在也是我们遵循的原则。
释经是什么？
就解释圣经。
哦，解释圣经。Okay, so Clement is one of the olden saying that, you know, teach us how to read the Bible.
二世纪。
So in the second century.
1800年前。
So 1800 years ago.
他说上帝让我们的身体本身就变成一种祷告。
So he said that God want us, our body became prayers.
对我 prayer 不只是语言 the comfort of the mouth, the word.
So our prayer not just words that come out from our mouth.
Prayer 可以成为一种你整个生命的状态。
Prayer can be, you know, the whole state of you.
你的每一个呼吸是祷告。
So all your breath, all the breaths that you take.
你的每一个思想是祷告。
All your thoughts are prayers.
你的每一个行为是祷告。
All your actions can be a prayer.
你吃喝住行每一个细节都是祷告。
You're eating, you're drinking, like all your lifestyle can be a prayer.
你不是一个欲望的奴隶。
You are not a slave to desires.
你活出上帝让你祷告的那个样子。
You can become the person that God wants you to be.
好，这是奥古斯丁。
And Augustine.
他说，你如果不更新你的思想，你就无法怎么样更新你的生命。
He said that if you do not renew your thoughts, you cannot renew your life.
你不要每时只是星期天来到教会听那么一会儿道。
Don't just come to church on Sunday and listen to a sermon.
回到你的生活中，你还是走世界的那个思路。
And you return back to home and still live the old ways of your living.
相信我，上帝在生活中改变你的，比在教会这次试测改变你的还要多。
Believe me, God will transform you even more, in comparison to like right now in this moment in the church.
C.S. Lewis.
And C.S. Lewis.
他说：“真正的基督徒不是变得不像人。”
So the true Christians are not becoming not like human.
而是成为更真实的人。
However, to become like a true human.
我为什么喜欢王牧师
？Why do I like Pastor Bing?
他特别像人。
He looks like a human to me.
我不喜欢有的那个人就假装很神圣的样子。
I don't like people that pretend to be like a holy person.
我们愿意和真实的人在一起。
We like to live with real people.
这是为什么耶稣道成肉身。
So that's why Jesus came down, right, as a human, as a man.
不是直接给我们个翅膀让我们飞上去。
He didn't just give us a wing so that we can fly up.
他下来。
He came down.
和我们生活在一起。
He lived with us.
吃东西。
Eating.
一起走路。
Walking.
在打鱼。
And fishing.
做木匠。
Be carpenters. Become a carpenter.
和我们一起生活。
And live with us.
上帝要我们要活出上帝和我们一起生活的样子。
We want to live out, you know, the way that you know God is with us.
好，又是一个现在的，彭霍菲尔。
And then.I can't even pronounce that.
It's because it's a German name.
Yeah. Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer.
Okay.
Yeah. Bonhoeffer. 你那个喉声要出来。这个王牧师会说的比较好啊。
It's German.
因为西北口音，它有后塞音。Bonhoeffer.
Bonhoeffer.
他说，单独的基督徒不是基督徒。
So if you are one person Christian, you are not real Christian.
上帝改变了我们，不是一个人一个人。
So when God changes us, He doesn't change us, you know, like one person. But
他是把保罗和这个 Robert 一块改变。
He changed from like Paul and Robert together.
他是通过一个群体的改变来复兴我们。
He's changing this whole group as a unity, as a team to transform us.
所以艾瑞纽这老人家说。
So this.
Irenaeus.
Irenaeus.、
对，这是希腊文，所以确实是。
It's a Greek, so I cannot pronounce it.
他是单独的人，不能彰显神的形象。
So a person alone cannot glorify the God's image.
唯有群体中神的形象才得以完全显明。
But only in a community that God's image can be fully displayed.
他能唱歌。
So he can sing.
他能传福音。
She can
他能带主日学。
She can tell people about gospel.
他能讲道。
And she can help with the Sunday school.
他能带着我们打乒乓球。
He can teach sermon. She can help us with play ping pong.
他能翻译。
She can interpret.
我们在一起形成了一个爱的团契。
So together we become a circle of love.
是上帝和我们同在的地方。
So it's a place God with us. It's a place that God is with us.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我想用这句话来结束今天的信息。
So I want to finish by this verse.
我们能献上自己。
So we can dedicate ourselves.
并不是我们自己可以不断的提升优化。
It's not because we can be, you know, self-optimized.We cannot self-optimize.
是因为耶稣基督先献上了自己。
But because God, Jesus Christ has already, you know, sacrificed himself for us.
我们不是在拥有美国梦的人。
We are no longer people that embrace this American dream.
我们是有十字架、有基督耶稣的人。
We are people that have the cross, that have Christ Jesus in us.
以前是我拥有什么定义我存在。
So in the past, we are who we are based on what we have.
我在哪里上学？我有什么样的房子？我有什么样的工作？我有多少钱
？So where I went to school, what kind of house I'm living, how much money I make.
但是现在的我
，But now，
我是因为被耶稣所爱的。
I am who I am because I'm been loved by Jesus.
我是被牧师所爱的人，被师母所爱的人。
I am a person been loved by the pastor and pastor's wife.
被弟兄姐妹所爱的人。
Loved by everybody in brothers.
我是一个被爱的人，所以我存在。
So I am a person been loved. That's why I am.
我是一个因为他的爱而活着的人。
I am a person who I am because I have been loved by him.
感谢主，让我们先做个祷告好吗
？Okay, praise the Lord. Let's pray.
啊，主啊，你是怜悯我们的。
Lord, you are a merciful God.
我们虽然不好。
Even though we are evil,
我们不配。
We are unworthy.
但你却一直爱我。
But you continuously love us.
建造我们。
Build us.
兴起我们。
And revive us.
让我们能够和你如此喜悦的同在。
So that we can be with you with joy.
也求你真的是让我们看到你啊爱里的丰盛。
And also help us to see the abundance in your love.
不同颜色的光。
To see different colors of the light.
我们明白你的旨意。
So that we can know your will.
让我们知道你就要来和我们同在。
So that we know that you are coming to be with us.
求你帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
Help us, our brothers and sisters.
都深深地遇到你的爱。
So that we can meet your love.
被你的爱所感动。
Been touched by your love.
被你的爱所改变。
And transformed by your love.
在你的爱里面充满了信心。
So in your love, we were full of faith.
我们也可以彼此相爱
，so that we can also love each other，
一同等待你的再来
，so we can also wait together upon your arrival。
我们这样的仰望、感恩、祷告，是奉靠耶稣的名。
So we pray in Jesus' name。
阿门。
Amen。
谢谢你的，
谢谢，
辛苦。